Midwest agriculture depends on the Mississippi River to cheaply move grain and products. However, high water has barges stranded. But as Illinois Newsroom's Madeline Beck reports, that may actually be an opportunity for Illinois' southernmost city.
A standard river barge can hold 1,500 tons of product. In early June, about 640 of them sat on the river near American Commercial Barge Line's office outside Cairo, Illinois.
That's just me. That's not the other fleets in here.
That's Mark Glab, the facility manager there for ACBL. Its boats tow these barges full of fertilizers for farmers and steel up and down the river.
I get three or four calls a day with people wanting to be able to unload their barges here into trucks or into trains because we can't go on the river until the water goes down.
The problem is they can't unload at Cairo. There's no port. And this could be a growing problem as water levels trend upwards, keeping barges waiting longer.
The only difference this year is the length of time. But it seems to get worse every year.
And a port seems obvious. Cairo's near the confluence of the Ohio and Mississippi rivers. It's near railroads and interstates. But previous Cairo port projects failed because of river or funding issues. The town is struggling. Larry Klein is chairman of the local Port Authority Board. He's also fourth generation Cairo and has seen the town's booms and busts.
You know, you can understand never having nothing, but to have had everything and lost it all, something was wrong.
Cairo was once a hub of rural southern Illinois with more than 15,000 people. Many residents did well up into the 1950s, except the town's black community. They had no representation and few opportunities. During the 60s civil rights movement, they fought for equal rights. Boycotts sprang up, riots broke out, buildings burned. On top of it all, a new interstate bypassed the town completely. Misused funds, racism, and missed opportunities has left Cairo, Illinois with about 2,000 people, no grocery stores, no gas stations, and in the last year, several hundred residents were forced to leave when their public housing units were condemned. Here's Klein again.
I've seen it in its heyday, and I see it today. And, well, it hurts. I want to stay around and say that, you know, I knew the people that help get us back on the right track.
An Illinois capital funding bill includes $150 million for port projects this coming year. Cairo asked for half that to build their port, but they'll compete against 18 other port districts. If they don't get enough money, Klein says they'll start to build port infrastructure to entice private investors. If they do get funds, people at Shawnee Community College say they can help train local kids to get jobs associated with the port. Kathleen Curfee is Vice President of Academic Affairs there, and she's worked in port communities before.
We have developed captain's training, we have developed seaman's training, all the different many types of training that you will find as that port develops in the Carroll area.
Former Mayor Tyrone Coleman said in April that there's no limit to what this port could bring. Maybe a few trucking jobs here, then a gas station there, people moving back.
And that's the excitement of it all, is the unknown factor. Kind of like bring the past back, but at least bring it to a point where there is opportunity. And that's what's been lacking in this most southern part of Illinois over the years.
Still, this port could take 5 years to build if they get all the funding. And that's a big if with a $75 million price tag. But Klein argues the Cairo port is a solid business plan with barges waiting at their doorstep.
We just need a boost. I know there's others that do too, but we just feel like we've been forsaken.
The governor is expected to sign a capital funding bill in the next few weeks, which should show how port communities like Cairo vie to get their chunk of that $150 million. Madeline Beck, Illinois Newsroom.